Hi, this is Judy K. Mozoff, and I'm thrilled to welcome you to April's Show Your Shine podcast. The topic this month is about turning toxic attitudes into tremendous attitudes. We have to eliminate the toxic attitudes before we can ever start turning the average attitudes into tremendous attitudes. So how do we eliminate these toxic attitudes in our work environment? Well, we start by having the team define and agree on what is actually toxic. We all come from different places, filled with different experiences, and will therefore have different beliefs and expectations. Next, establish consequences for those attitudes. If there are consequences for someone displaying a toxic attitude, there is increased motivation to change. Finally, create accountability for a toxic attitude by following through with the consequences. That's probably the hardest part of all. I can't tell you how many times someone in my audience says, "I can't just let someone go because of a bad attitude." And my response is, "Yes, you can, and you should, as soon as possible." But they're such a great hygienist, or they're such a great assistant, or they're so good at X, Y, and Z. Of course they are. They have to be excellent at what they do, or no one would ever put up with their attitude. No one would hire them. It only takes one toxic attitude to poison the entire team. What doctors and managers, what I refer to as the we team, may not realize is that when a toxic attitude is allowed to continue in the office, the team members with a positive or good attitude lose respect and trust for the we team. They also lose their incentive to continue to work as hard. After all, if management doesn't notice and want to take care of a bad attitude, they must not really care. And if they don't care, how important could it really be? So why should they be on their best behavior? After all, haven't we all had that day where everyone and everything just bugged us, and wouldn't it have felt good to just let it out? The reality is our coworkers and our patients don't deserve being on the receiving end of us spewing our toxins. We have a choice each day to choose to be positive, a choice to choose to impact people in a positive manner regardless of the circumstances. No one makes us do anything. We make the decision when we open our mouth what will come out of it. We make the decision what our body language says. We make the decision what tone of voice we use. It is all up to us. We can't control what is happening at the moment, but we can control how we respond. One of my favorite quotes by Paul Meyer is, "Attitudes are nothing more than habits of thoughts, and habits can be acquired. An action repeated becomes an attitude realized." So my question to you is, what new habits will you make to turn toxic attitudes into tremendous attitudes? This is Judy K. Mozoff wishing you an awesome April, because today is a great day to show your shine.